Acto 1. La montaña.
Páramos. Los páramos son ecosistemas montañosos típicos del Ecuador.
The páramos, or moorland, are mountain ecosystems that are typical of Ecuador. Their soils, shrubs, and grasslands behave like a sponge that collects rainwater and stores it. In other words, they are real water reservoirs, which is why their conservation is fundamental.
Quito, ciudad en la montaña.
City in the mountains. 2,800 meters of altitude, latitude zero.
Construida bajo las
built on the slopes of the Pichincha volcano.
Quito, se asienta
Quito sobre settles on water and quebradas.
Quito parece líquida, nacida de la
Quito seems liquid, de las aguas born de la from the runoff of the mountain waters and trying to seep every nook and cranny left by this unpredictable relief.
Somos seres andines.
Acto 2. La quebrada.
Mira, ese es un colibrí. Chip, 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 chip. Ese es el más común de Quito. En todo lado. Si tú vas de cualquier lado y pues, escuchas el chip, 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 chip. Quebrada es un paso original del agua, ¿no? Un paso original del agua que se genera en las montañas.
A quebrada is an original water passage that is generated in the mountains with a native flora and vast vegetation.
Las funciones de las raíces son captar.
Roots are responsible for capturing water and minerals, and also act as an anchor to the tree. When trees grow in groups, their roots intertwine, creating an incredible underground interconnection.
Diglosas, el mirlo, atlapete, el herrero, el trogón. Tú te das cuenta que esta quebrada, la de aquí, comienza en el Pichincha y termina en el Machangar.
When looking at the quebrada, you might realize that it starts at the Pichincha mountain and ends at the Machangara river. But its passage through the city is blocked. This is the last part which has survived of the Tejar quebrada, and the rest is covered by the city on top of it. You can no longer see the origin of the mountain pass.
Naturalidad, no, del camino de las montañas.
Acto 3. La ciudad.
Yo diría como abultada y montañosa.
I would say it's lumpy and mountainous. Lumpy, like everything is part of a big pile. Valleys, mountains, hills, slopes.
Y como montañosa porque siempre es como, o sea, nunca termina de ser plano, sino siempre subes, bajas.
It's never flat. You always go up and down. It may appear like the city has floors, so it ends up being extremely diverse.
Mega diverso.
dólar, todo un dólar de choclo.
Un dólar de choclo, un
dólar. Ladies and gentlemen, damas y caballeros, niños y niñas, empezamos en 3, en 2, en 1, empezamos. ¡Hola, buenas tardes!
Hemos cubierto el suelo.
We have covered Quito's soil with impermeable materials such as concrete and asphalt that prevent infiltration and the natural flow of water. Instead of percolating slowly through the ground, water now flows rapidly on the surface. Water is then collected in the streets. It passes through the sewers and it reaches the quebradas before flowing into the Machangara River and finally reaching the Pacific Ocean through the Esmeralda River.
In 2008,
Ecuador was the first country to integrate the rights of nature in its constitution. But what would the rivers and quebradas tell us about our health if they knew they had rights?
Somos territorio.
Somos territorio.
Somos agua.
Somos agua.
Somos ciudad.
Somos ciudad.